read here in the Word of God, the Bible said, the harvest is past and the summer is ended and we're not saved. It's amazing to me. Jeremiah is a man with a burden. He's a weeping prophet. And how many of us realize that Jeremiah was saved? I mean, he's a saved man. He's in touch with heaven. He said one time he was going to quit, didn't he? He said, I'm not going to mention his name again. But he said his word was like a fire burning down inside of me. But what I wanted you to see in that verse is how that he identifies with what's going on in the nation of Israel. How that it saddens his heart, and how that I've often said this about great men of God in the Bible. You know, Moses was one of them. Paul was one of them. He said, I could wish myself a curse from Christ for my kinsmen, my brethren, my kinsmen after the flesh. And so I just see that in the burden. And then he said, the hurt of the daughter of my people, for the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I'm black. Astonishment had taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Oh, that my head were waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. We began talking about this morning the help, the subject matter, help for the hurting. And we talked about this morning how that churches are hurting, families are hurting, individuals many times are hurting. I was thinking this afternoon as I was preparing for tonight, I was talking about St. Jude's and children and even some in this church have been through it with their children. But I was thinking about David Ring years ago. I heard him preach, and he was talking about, our eighth grandchild who's going to be here soon, Lord willing. And Brother David was born with cerebral palsy. And he said, you know, when he said when a woman's expecting, he says, everybody wants to know, you know, what's the baby going to be? And this was before the days of ultrasound, you know what I mean, where they could tell. And most everybody would answer that question. They would say, well, it don't matter as long as it's... He asked this question. He said, what if it's not? Are you going to give it back? Amen. There's a lot of people that are hurting through different situations. Amen. And I heard one preacher magnify how that the Lord really is trusting that set of parents with a greater burden. Amen. And it doesn't make sense. But let me tell you something right now. You'll go crazy trying to make sense out of a lot of things. Amen. A lot of things just don't make sense. But I tell you what we better learn to do. We better learn to trust him. Amen. Whether we can make sense of it or not. Amen. We talked about help is found for the hurting in this way. This way that the Apostle Paul spoke about. This Christian way. This way of being saved by the grace of God. I just want to stop one more time and say I'm glad I'm in this way. I could be in one of the other ways. I could be in one of the many false ways. But I'm in the true and living way, the bright and shining way. And I thank God I'm in this way. And I thank God that I've met some folk in this way. I don't know if you've ever thought about this tonight, but if it hadn't been for Calvary, the cross, our paths would have never crossed. You think about that. I tell you, when Jesus was dying on the cross, he knew a little about a Sunday night meeting in 2014. Amen. Getting ready for a play, amen, getting ready to try to magnify the truths of the Word of God. He knew we would be here tonight, and I'm so glad that he wants to help us in this way. And then there's help in these words, and I could go on and on about that, but I just thank God tonight. In the beginning, it was about finding help in these words, and all the way through life, it's going to be finding help in these words. And then at the end of the way, we're still going to find help in these words. I want to give you a couple of things tonight in closing in this message, finish up the message tonight. Finding help. What do we do when we're hurting? You know, sometimes that's when we give up on the thing we really need. We need the way. We need his words. And the third thing tonight in the message is we'll find help in his worship. We need to worship him. I'm glad tonight that Job found some help. But his help come from above. He said, I'll lift up mine eyes, the psalmist did, to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. And Job found that help. He was able, after giving up his farm and giving up his fortune, giving up his children, 10 children in one time, in one funeral service. It's unbelievable. And he said, I'm going to bless the Lord. He said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He continued to worship the Lord. Amen. And I'll tell you tonight, we ought to be prepared. Amen. I can remember, Brother Ralph, I hope you don't mind me using you tonight, brother, but Brother Ralph said, I thought I was a strong Christian. I'll tell you what's the truth. We can think all we want to, but I tell you something, God will come along and show us what we're made out of. Amen. And God wants us to know, listen, he might have been strong only because he was weak. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. We don't get help because we're strong. We get help because he's strong. Amen. Because he comes through as we worship him. Amen. In spirit and in truth. The Bible talked about Job. He said, the Lord gives. The Lord takes away. The Bible told about in the book of Psalms, I will bless the Lord at all times. And I tell you, I've not been through a lot in my life. But I tell you what, I have been able to let my light shine a few times in some pretty dark valleys that I was walking in. Amen. I'm riding in the back of an ambulance. God's given me enough grace to let my light shine. Amen. And carry a burden for a family that was about to be busted up by divorce and children that was about to go different ways. Amen. And I'm just telling you tonight, God wants to prepare us and help us. And we might worship him. Amen. When we're hurting, and worship him when we're well, and worship him on the mountain, and worship him in the valley. I believe he's worthy tonight, don't you? God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let me look at just a couple verses tonight. Turn back over to Psalm chapter 29 and verse number 2. Psalm chapter 29 and verse number 2. Some of these ladies are having trouble with their throat, and I believe it's about to hit preacher tonight. Amen. I can feel it coming on. In Psalm chapter 29 and verse number 2, listen to what the Word of God said here. The Lord, he always has a way to encourage us, doesn't he? Amen. He wants to encourage us in our worship. The Bible said in chapter number 29 and verse number 2, let me just read verse 1 as well. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. And then the Bible said this, give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I want to ask you a question tonight. When things are going well, is glory due to his name? Is he due the glory when things are going well? Amen. Well, let me ask you this question tonight. Is he due the glory when things are not going well? Is he due the glory when the clouds are hanging so thick and so dark we can't even see our way? I say amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's due the glory. Amen. And we ought to worship him. Amen. We ought to worship him when things are going well at the house, and things are going well at the house of God, and nobody's in the hospital. But let me tell you this, we need to worship him if things are not going well, because he's worthy tonight of our worship. And do its due unto him. Look at Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse number 2 for just a moment tonight. I pray tonight that this not just be a sermon, but it'd be a way that I'd be able to live my life. Amen. I don't know what in the world I would do. I was sitting there thinking while the ladies were singing tonight, thank God, you know what it would take to help my daughter a miracle. That's what it took to help every one of us. Every one of us that got saved by the grace of God. We're a living, walking, talking miracle tonight. Amen. That's what it took. A lot of people want to see a physical miracle, and God's still doing that. I'm not against that. But I tell you, every time somebody turns their eyes towards heaven and says, I'm a sinner and he's the Savior, I need to be born again and trust Jesus, that's a miracle of the grace of God. Amen. There's nothing going on that miracle can't take care of. Amen. He's due our worship. He's due that glory. Look at Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse number 2 with me for just a minute tonight. The Bible said, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter into these gates to worship the Lord. What I see in this verse of scripture is there's no real worship apart from truth. I tell you, you can get together and there's a lot of gatherings on Sundays anymore. They'll get together and they'll beat on a drum and they'll bang on an electric guitar. Are you listening to me? But they'll never get the word of God out. And I'll tell you, that's not worship. Amen. Worship is going to be centered around truth. The truth of God's precious word. Amen. I tell you tonight, there's a whole lot going on in the name of the Lord. The Lord's not in. Amen. I thought about over there in Matthew. Turn there with me for just a minute. We've got our Christmas season coming up. The season when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't know exactly when he was born, but we know he was born. And we don't know exactly, my friend, how he was born, but we know he was born of a virgin. Amen. We know that the Holy Ghost conceived in Mary. And we know this, my friend, this one that was born is the Christ child, and he is the Savior of the world. But I want you to see this. He no sooner is headed to the scene. And watch this word worship right here. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 2. Let me read verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Hallelujah. As soon as he got here, there were those men, amen, that wanted to worship him. We know that there were some that said they wanted to worship him, that wanted to kill him. But thank God there were some men that really wanted to worship the Lord and knew that it was due unto him, that worship was, my friend, due unto him. Look at that in the beginning, but then come over here to the book of Revelation and look at it in the end. You're going to see worship again. You say, preacher, how are we going to get the help that we need when we're hurting? I'll tell you, you'll find it in this way. You'll find it in these words. But you'll find it in this worship, the worship of the Lord Jesus, the worship of the one that loved us and gave himself for us. In Revelation, chapter number 4, listen to what the Bible said here in verse number 10. The Bible said, and the 24, I'm going to read verse 9 as well. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the throne, before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy. You know what we ought to do every once in a while? We ought to just stop and say, Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy of my life. You're worthy of everything that I have. You're worthy of everything that I am or ever will be. Amen. I tell you, without him, we're nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. Amen. And he is worthy. The 24 elders, my friend, fall down. They worship him. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. How many believe that's why he created us? And amen, he couldn't get any pleasure out of us and that old sin, stinking self that we were in. So he saved us by his grace that we might bring glory and honor to him. We can get help when we're hurting. But my friends, so many, they go away from the way. They go away from his words. They go away from the worship of the Lord. I believe, listen, that worship is taught in the Word of God, and it's twofold. I believe there's such a thing as public worship, and I believe we ought to worship the Lord when we get together. Amen. Why get together if we ain't going to worship the Lord? But I'll tell you this, I believe there's such a thing as private worship. I believe there ought to be times when you're reading this blessed old book and the tears drip down on the page because the God of heaven took time to speak to the likes of you and to the likes of me and give us something to help us along the way. Amen. I believe it ought to cause us to want to worship him and cry with the elders, worthy is the Lord. Amen. Worthy is the Lord. There's help for the hurting in this way. There's help in these words. There's help in this worship. But let me give you this tonight in closing. You're going to find help under His wings. I found this in the Bible and I thought it was interesting. Under His wings, it speaks of protection and care. You remember Jesus said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killest them. He said, how oft would I have gathered thee together as a brood or a hen doth her chicks, amen, and under His wing. But the Bible said, and ye would not. I tell you, Jesus desired that they come under His wing. Jesus desired to protect them. Jesus desired to bless them, but they would have none of it. And I tell you something tonight. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. I know the shepherd tonight. And when we're hurting, He has a desire to pull us in under His wing. He has a desire to minister to us. He has a desire, my friend, to be there for us. But you know, sometimes we get stubborn. Amen. And we will not. Amen. We will not. And God wants us to know tonight, listen, when we're hurting, there's a place. He told Moses, behold, there is a place by me. Thank God there's a place under His wing tonight for those that are hurting. It speaks of protection and care. But also there in the book of 1 Kings, read this with me. Then we'll go to the book of Psalms and the book of Ruth and get a few verses and I'll be done. 1 Kings chapter number 8 tonight. Listen to what the Word of God tells us here in the book of Kings. I believe it's going to be good. In 1 Kings chapter number 8 and verse number 6, listen to what He said. The Bible's talking about here the cherubims and the place where the Lord dwelled, amen, in the tabernacle. In chapter number 8, y'all pray one day I'll get through all these pages, amen. They'll quit sticking together. I tell you, I love that old Bible. I don't know if I won't just go back and get it again, amen. In 1 Kings chapter number 8 and verse number 6, the Bible said, and the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord into His place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. Aren't you glad tonight that there's help, amen, under His wings? That wing speaks of His presence. It speaks of His protection. It speaks of His power tonight. And I'm glad that when we're hurting, there's a place of protection. There's a place of power. There's a place of His presence. Look at Ruth with me tonight, please. Joshua, Judges, then the book of Ruth. Look at this chapter here with me tonight. I believe it's chapter number 2. Listen to what the Word of God said in verse number 12. The Bible said, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. You say, preacher, what is it with Ruth? There's yet another miracle. Amen. As she comes out, my friend, the Lord brought her out of that Moab, that wash pot, out of that sin, and brought her into the family of God. And the Bible said, listen, you remember what she told Naomi. She said, your God's going to be my God, and your people's going to be my people. Where you go, I'm going. Where you dwell, I'm dwelling. Where you die, I'm going to die. You know what she did? She made a conscious decision. She said, I'm going to flee under His wings. I'm going to trust Him and trust Him alone. Amen. Boy, did God bless her for that. You'll find help under His wings. Look at Psalms chapter number 17 tonight. In the book of Psalms chapter 17. Got several verses here in the book of Psalm 17 and verse 8. He said, the psalmist David said, keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. David went through a lot of stuff. Say amen. I'm going to tell you what old David knew. He knew there was a place to get in out of the storm. He knew there was a place, amen, that he could hide out and camp out with the Lord under His wing. Look at Psalm chapter 36 and verse number 7. The Bible said here, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Would y'all read that with me tonight? How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Would y'all read it out loud with me tonight? How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say tonight? I'm trying to say when things are going well, amen, we can put our trust in him. When things are not going well, we can put our trust in him. Why? Because his loving kindness is excellent either way. Amen. It's one thing to quote Romans 8:28. It's another thing to believe it. Amen. All these things are working together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. That'll cause us not to flee from him, but to flee to him. That'll cause us not to want a distance, but to want to be close to the one that can minister to our hearts and our lives when we're hurting. Amen. Look at Psalm chapter 91 and verse number 4. Psalm chapter 91 and verse number 4. Listen to what the Word of God said here. The Bible said here, let me just go up verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Listen to me tonight. Please listen to me. Every one of us is God's people. We need a secret place. We need a secret place. We need a special place, a place where we meet with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Let me say this tonight. I'm not trying to be critical. From the pulpit to the pew, that's lost in this generation. Amen. We need a secret place. We need a place where we can just draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to us. Amen. We need that. We need that secret place. The Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Listen tonight, listen carefully. You know what a fowler is? Somebody that catches the birds. I've not seen any of this in old time, but in modern days, the National Wild Turkey Federation. There, a group of men got together and formed a federation. And they decided that they would like to see the population of wild turkeys all over the United States. So when they found a flock of turkeys, they would fire a net. It was fired by gunpowder. Boom! And that net would go out over those turkeys. And those turkeys would be trapped under that net. Amen. And they would get some of those turkeys and take them out and put them in little cages and distribute them. And now there's turkeys all over America. Amen. I mean, really, I've seen them right here in Bloomingdale, believe it or not. City turkeys. Saw a gobbler over on Orbank walking the sidewalk. I guess he didn't want to jaywalk. I don't know. Amen. But listen, there's turkeys everywhere. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with that verse? I want to tell you, we have an enemy. His net's already loaded, and he wants to fire it out over us and trap us and transplant us. He wants to get us out of the house of God. He wants to scatter us. But God said, there's a place under my wing. There's a place of refuge. There's a place of safety when we're hurting. Amen. Thank the Lord tonight. Look here, verse number 3. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Let me tell you something about a buckle. It'll hold it together. And the truth of God's word will hold it together when nothing else will hold it together. The truth of God's word will hold it together. There's a whole lot of fluff in this generation. But I'm going to tell you something right now. The fluff will wear off. Amen. But the truth will endure forever. And the truth is a buckler that will hold things together. Preacher, what do we do when we're hurting? Well, I'll tell you this. Listen, we're not going to lose our soul. But I'll tell you what we're liable to do. We're liable to lose our testimony. We're liable to lose our influence. We're liable to see somebody else lost. Because our God is so good in the good times. If we're not careful, we act like he's so bad in the bad times. When we're hurting, we need to realize God is good all the time. And we need to realize there's help in this way. There's help in these words. There's help. You say, preacher, do you always feel like worshiping? How many knows the answer to that? Do you always feel like reading your Bible? How many knows the answer to that? Do you always feel like praying? How many knows the answer to that? I'm going to tell you something right now. But there's help in this way. There's help in these words. There's help in His worship. And there's help under His wings tonight. Don't forget that. Help is on the way. And most of the time, help is closer than we even realize. You all know the poem about the footprints in the sand. Most everybody knows that. And the individual wanted to know, Lord, where were you at this dark time in my life? Oh, He said, I was there. Amen. That set of footprints wasn't yours and was mine. I was carrying you. I mean, He's glad He can carry us. Amen. I tell you, He wants us to get close to Him and dwell close to Him in the secret place of the Most High. Let's pray together. Father, thank You tonight for our people. Thank You, God, for the preciousness of the Word of God, the preciousness of the Son of God, the preciousness, Lord, of the truths of God's Word. God, we thank You tonight that when we're hurting, we can find help. And Lord, we know tonight, Lord, that You want to help us. And God, we pray that You'll just help us to be sensitive to Your will and to Your way. Lord, when the dark clouds roll in, help us to realize, Lord, the sun is still shining above the clouds. And Lord, this trial, it didn't come to stay. It come to pass. And Lord, one day after a while, we're going to pass to a land that's fairer than day, where we'll never be sick again. We'll never have another bad phone call. Never had another bad doctor's report. Lord, I'm just glad until then, Your grace will be sufficient to take us through. Help us, Lord. Lord, if we're not in this way tonight, someone in this room's not in this way, help them, God. Lord, if we're not drawing nigh to Your Word, help us, God, to draw nigh to Your Word. Lord, we'll find help tonight in the Word of God. Help us to worship You, Lord, tonight because You're worthy. And help us, our Father, to take our place under Your wings. God, we'll give You glory. For we ask it tonight in the name that's above all others, the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.